It's Saturday, the 2nd of August. And it's about 11:30 a.m. Went to bed last night just after 11. I got out of bed at 10:30. So 11 hours sleep. Boy. I think both of us could have lay on. Something about lying too near to noon. I'd planned to do a car route this morning, 4:30 rise, but the forecast was not nice at all. And it was a good decision because it's been raining for quite a while this morning already by the looks of things. It's raining now, but it's light rain. And generally just overcast everywhere. So. So it would have been a ruined day and a ruined long lie if I had chanced that this morning. It would have been all wrong. Sometimes it works out for you. So, 11 hours sleep, am I invigorated? No. Sometimes you feel worse. But obviously the body needs to sleep. Or, I'm not convinced about that now. Is it the body that needs to sleep or is it the mind that needs to sleep? A combination of two? Or is it a mental thing, you know, really a mental thing? That something inside you can't comprehend, that your brain wants you to shut down as much as possible? Something in the back of the mind, age, circumstances. I don't know about that. I mean, it's hard to fathom. You could say, why bother fathoming, but. Just got an inquiring mind. A guts to know. I had a lovely run over to Burnt Island on the Fife Coast last evening. It was beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And you'd think, you know, coming back from that and talking about how it was a good decision to go, enjoying a chip before we headed home, strolling out through the park, the fun fair, watching the sea. Well, how could that be something that would make your brain want to shut you down for as long as possible? Good news was that the good news Daily Bugle. The good news was that there was no more jerking in bed. That was a one-off, whatever happened. No RLS. Frank to say that now, that word, the word. It's like, you know, the Scottish play, don't say I'm mad. No, but I mean, if I get off to sleep quick, which I'm doing now, I have been for a while, not having any issues like that, you would think I'd wake and revived, revitalised, full of vigour, full of life. Oh my God. that drizzly rain. It's lovely. It really is, it's lovely. I can feel it tickling the hairs on my legs. Best look down, it might not be the rain. Nope, it's definitely the rain. A dreich day. Pleasantly dreich. Oh, that hot weather's not good for you, you know. It was warm yesterday, incredibly warm. You know, for something that's supposed to be not a nice day. And it actually was a very nice day, and about 20, 21 degrees, which is, yeah, for us, take that any day. Even just now, I don't think it's any lower than 18, 19. Can't be bad. Can't be bad. Ah, yeah, that's it. Bird song, that's what's missing. Maybe I'll come out and play a tape. Bird song while I'm having my tea. And unzipping my thoughts